Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla, we're going to talk about an event that's involved, or Kiwanis is involved with, and sponsoring, I guess we should say.
Yes.
When is it and where is it?
Well, it is the Kiwanis Teddy Bear Christmas Tea, and it is this Saturday, December 2nd. There's two different times that you can make reservations for. One is 11 o'clock in the morning and one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it will be held at the SF Martin House.
So that's a very special place to have it. And I'm guessing they're going to be all decorated up for Christmas.
Oh my, it's beautiful. They've been working for a while. It's very decked out. Even if you drive by at night, you see all the lights in the windows.
And if you've been there before, it will be different because it's the same every year.
No, he changes it up. I think he's got a couple of gals that are decorating, and I don't know how long they've been doing it. I don't think very long. So they probably have totally new ideas.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. Just sort of a plus to the whole event. And it's called the Teddy Bear Tea. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So as I understand, this is a high tea. Tell us about what's a high tea compared to I'm just going to have a little snack.
A high tea is a little more elegant. There's a few more specialty items to eat, ribbon sandwiches, quiche, little mini quiches, some pastries and goodies and chocolate.
Okay, and being it's called a tea, it's not a full meal. It's sort of a
right. I think you could get full though.
Yeah, probably. And so tell us kind of, I'm sure you've had some help in putting together the high tea, and why is it called a high tea?
Well, it's interesting. Margaret Slepsky brought the idea last year, and we served some women, and we did a trial just at see if we could do it. So it's private invite. This year, we decided to open it up to the public and move it to the SF Martin House during the time frame that Festival of Trees is open also. The tea in England originated with the working class people, because they worked such long days. So between lunch and supper, there was a long time span there. So they would break in the afternoon and have tea. And with their tea, they would have a light meal, like sandwiches or fruit, or maybe even a little cup of soup. And so the high tea, although then the wealthier class, and even the royals, started doing high tea, and it was a little more elegant. It was a little more of a social event, a time to wear your best hat and gloves and have delicacies.
Yeah, I think it as I've read some historical novels, it really was an important social function. You know, you had to get your calling card there, and you know, it was just and what some of the stories I read, that's kind of when all the gossip got out there.
And I think it was a status thing too. Did
yes.
you get invited to so-and-so's
exactly.
tea, or who did you invite to your tea?
Okay, so this high tea you can invite yourself, and you
yes.
need to do that right away. As soon as you hear this, you need to do that, because this is Friday when you're hearing this, and it is tomorrow. So don't put off getting your reservation. And again, you have two choices. And how do we make a reservation?
Give me a call. And my number is 712-254-0198. Or if you happen to know a Kiwanis member, just say something to them, and they can relay the message to me, and I can call you and get the specifics. But I prefer you try to call me. Again, that number is 712-254-0198.
Okay,
and I'm Carla.
Yeah. And we'll give you that number again before we end here. So, why teddy bear tea? I mean, that when you say high tea, I'm not quite sure that goes with teddy bears. So how are the teddy bears involved?
Well, we've really discovered in Kiwanis to be an effective service organization, collaboration on all of our projects and committees across the board. And then that just helps spread the word. And Amy Rowland started Heavenly Hugs for the Action Club, and the Action Club is a service branch off of Kiwanis. And so she started taking these donated stuffed animals into those meetings, and the people would work with them, clean them up, give them blankets, give them bows, and then we would re-gift those to people in need. We've mm-hmm. given them, we took 80 to Haiti. We had a group, church group that did, and we've given them to children that maybe are sad or have had some grief in their life, and then we've been giving them to children, too, that just maybe don't have a teddy bear of their own or a stuffed animal of their own. So from that, then she constantly gets donations, and she was given someone's Boyd's Bears collection. And those Boyd's Bears are collectibles in themselves.
They are. And they're all kinds, all sizes, all characteristics. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're you're a bear fan, I think you see those differences. If you're not a bear fan, you probably go, oh, that's just another bear. But they are all very individual and very special.
And they're not all just bears. We've found frogs, we've found a cow, but they're all in the Boyd's Bears, you know,
collection.
Family.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they're very unique, very interesting. We will have some available to purchase at the tea. And all the proceeds from the tea and from the selling of the Boyd's Bears will go towards our new Committee on Childhood Hunger for Kiwanis. And we hope to, there's some young children that aren't getting backpacks on the weekends. And so we're going to fill in that gap with a family meal. So that's where the proceeds will go.
So that's all local?
Yes.
This is
stays local in Cass County.
Okay. So when you go to the tea or when you buy a bear, you're helping out a lot of other people in a way. And I'm thinking, when you're thinking about buying a bear, I know there's going to be one there you love. And you could buy it for yourself and just enjoy it, but it would make a wonderful gift for somebody
Absolutely.
Else.
So, yes.
And they're all marked. I think they all have names on them. Even.
Oh, yes, they do.
Each one.
They do.
Yes.
In collaboration, also this weekend, there's the Festival of Trees going on, but there's also the Cookie Walk at the Elks on Saturday morning, I believe. I don't know a lot of details, but I've attended it several years in a row.
But you don't want to go to the Elks this year. You want to go to the Armory.
Oh.
The place has changed. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes,
yes, I did not know that.
The place has changed, yes. Same people involved, same really yummy cookies and candies and so on. But they're thinking it might be easier to get in and out, maybe a little more parking that's easy. So remember, and I'm not sure the time either, but I think it's like 9 to noon, but it's at the Armory.
Awesome.
So be sure you put that on your calendar.
At the Festival of Trees, we also have there, I think there are three trees there that have bears on them. We have the sugar plum party. We have a tree that's decorated with all kinds of bears. Amy Rowland's granddaughter did a tree with the bears on it. And then we have one other one, but I don't. Oh, Kiwanis has a bear tree, too, in promotion of the Christmas tea.
Mm-hmm. You know, something we haven't mentioned, Carla, is how much the fee is.
The tickets are $15. We're still trying to decide about children, because children are welcome. So tomorrow, Kiwanis meet, so we'll discuss that a little bit. But it's $15. Consider it a donation. Yeah. All the food that we're going to be serving is made or purchased by Kiwanis members, so we don't have that expense in the club. So it'll all go towards our project.
And I'm assuming that the Martin House, that space is being donated.
Yes.
So all of that. And, you know, that's a really good thing to mention, Carla, that all of the $15 that you pay
will
go
stay
toward
local.
This project.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And stay, yes. So, Carla, what do you have to do to be a Kiwanian?
Come visit us at a meeting. We meet every Thursday at noon at the Pizza Ranch. If you come as a guest or just show up, we'll buy your lunch for you so you can experience that first meeting. We're involved in several projects, all geared towards helping children and families. Anybody's welcome to attend a meeting. If you feel more comfortable contacting somebody before you go, look up a Kiwanis member, call me. I'll be happy to take you as my guest, too.
Okay. So Teddy Bear Tea is tomorrow, Saturday. Get your reservation in right away. And Carla, what number?
712-243-74. Oh, that's my work number.
How about?
Well, that one would work, too.
Okay.
243-7443 is my office number.
Okay.
Or my cell is 712-254-0198.
0198. Somehow I think that's an easier number to remember. I'm not quite sure, but 0198 preceded by 254. Get your reservation. Do it right now as you're listening. Don't wait because it could fill up and you won't have a chance to go to the Teddy Bear Tea. So thank you very much to Carla Akers for visiting with us today about the Teddy Bear Tea, and have a wonderful time.
Thank you, LaVon.
Till next time, here's a thought. May the blessings of each day be the blessings you need the most.